OLBPD Dimensions Newsletter, Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at Cleveland Public Library, 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Statewide toll-free, 800-362-1262. Local phone, 216-623-2911. Web, http://olbpd.cpl.org. Twitter, @olbpd. Email, olbpd@cpl.org. Edition, Spring 2019. OLBPD Patron Satisfaction Survey. OLBPD works at providing the best services we can to our patrons. As part of that initiative, OLBPD will be conducting a survey to collect feedback from our readers regarding our services, how well we perform them, and ways to improve services in the future. The survey is open now until July 31st, 2019. It contains 17 questions, and all answers are confidential and will be collected anonymously. Patrons can participate by completing the survey online through SurveyMonkey at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/2019_OLBPD. The online survey is accessible and meets web accessibility requirements. For patrons who do not want to use the internet, please call OLBPD and staff will conduct the survey over the phone. We appreciate patrons taking time to complete the survey and sharing their feedback and ideas with us. Please contact OLBPD with any questions or for further assistance. Opt for a paperless newsletter. The OLBPD Dimensions Newsletter is available to patrons in audio, braille, and large print. By default, all active readers are mailed a large print copy of the newsletter unless they have requested it in audio or braille. Patrons also have an option to go paperless with our newsletter. Here, OLBPD will send an email quarterly announcing that the newest edition is available to read on our website in audio, electronic braille, and large print formats. Patrons interested in this option will need to provide OLBPD with an email address where they will be added to our email distribution list. Please keep in mind that patron privacy is one of our priorities, and OLBPD does not share contact information. Save the date. Family Fun and Learning Day 2019. OLBPD will host its annual Family Fun and Learning Day in Cleveland on Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, featuring programs of interest to our readers and updates about OLBPD service. Full details to follow in the next Dimension newsletter. End of year NLS statistics of interest. NLS provided some end-of-year readership statistics that may be of interest to patrons. These statistics are for the 2018 federal fiscal year, October 1, 2017 through September 30, 2018. NLS and its network libraries circulated 13,292,597 talking books, 1,077,640 audio magazines on cartridge, 157,421 braille books, and 127,917 braille magazines. The braille collection passed the 100,000 book milestone with 105,091 books and more than 16,000 magazine issues available. the NLS Music Collection, the largest offering of Braille and audio scores and music instructional material in the world, grew to 24,836 items. Followers of the NLS Facebook page doubled in 1 year to more than 34,000, and page likes went up 43%. Calls to the NLS toll-free number are way up over previous years, thanks to the ongoing online, TV, and radio outreach campaign. NLS was on track to get around 96,000 calls to its toll-free information number, 1-888-NLS-READ, by December 31st. That compares to 8,142 calls in 2017. NLS Music Section. Interested in hearing more about music or musicians? Have you ever wanted to learn how to play a particular instrument or song? The NLS Music Collection is the largest of its kind in the world, with approximately 25,000 titles. The NLS Music Collection, authorized by Congress in 1962, includes Braille and large print musical scores, recorded instructional materials, and recorded materials about music and musicians. All materials are circulated postage-free, and some digital audio and e-braille materials are available for download over the internet. Music materials are circulated directly to patrons from the NLS headquarters in Washington, D.C. Services must be requested through the NLS Music Section. Patrons interested in listening to music should contact their local public library for availability. For NLS materials, patrons can contact the music section by phone at 1-800-424-8567 or by email at nlsm@loc.gov. More information is also available on their website at https://www.loc.gov/nls/braille-audio-reading-materials/music-materials/. Volunteer narrators needed. OLBPD is auditioning volunteer narrators to read and record books and magazines of local interest for our readers. Volunteers will need their own audio recording equipment, as well as the ability to receive and send files electronically. Anyone interested or know anyone who is interested in becoming a volunteer narrator can contact OLBPD for more information. Information about the Marrakesh Treaty. OLBPD is receiving questions from patrons about the Marrakesh Treaty. Specifically, what is it and how it will affect library services? Adopted by the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, in Marrakesh, Morocco in 2013, the treaty allows limited copyright exceptions for the reproduction and distribution of published works in formats accessible to the blind and visually impaired. Many countries, including the U.S., already had legal exceptions in place for materials produced and distributed with their own borders, but those exceptions differ from country to country. This treaty standardizes those exceptions and expands them to include the international exchange of special format works. With Marrakesh's implementation on the horizon, NLS is developing guidelines for circulating and sharing material outside the U.S. The treaty also has expanded the types of works that can be reproduced in specialized formats without permission from the copyright holders. In the past, Section 121 of U.S. copyright law limited its exceptions to non-dramatic literary works. The revised law allows reproduction of all literary works and musical notations. NLS has always produced some dramatic literary works in Braille and audio, but it has had to get explicit consent from the copyright holder. Now NLS will be able to bring these works to its patrons more quickly. OLBPD Adult Book Group. OLBPD hosts a monthly book discussion for our adult readers. Patrons can participate using their own computer with a sound card and internet connectivity. Patrons who do not have computer access can also participate in book discussions from their telephone or in person at OLBPD. For more information about our monthly book club, please contact OLBPD. The Hot List. For patrons dreaming of a life as a Hollywood star around Oscar season, this special edition of The Hot List features books about the lives of movie stars. Feel free to contact OLBPD for more suggestions. Please remember that these titles may contain descriptions of sex, strong language, or violence. 1. Bing Crosby, Swinging on a Star, by Gary Giddens, DB 92943. 2. In Pieces, A Memoir, by Sally Field, DB 92302. 3. Steve McQueen, A Biography, by Mark Elliott, DB 90535. 4. Whiskey in a Teacup, by Reese Witherspoon, DB 92884. 5. I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons, by Kevin Hart, DB 88241. 6. Immortal Count, Life of Bela Lugosi, by Arthur Lenig, DB 90211. Returning materials to OLBPD. When returning materials, OLBPD would like to remind patrons to please put the correct Braille books, cartridges, or cassettes in their matching containers. Also, please try and avoid leaving notes or placing other items inside the mailing containers or wrapping ribbons, string, tape, or yarn around containers and media. Mark an X next to the punch hole in the lower left-hand corner of the mailing card for items needing our attention. Likewise, please do not write on any of the materials you receive, including containers. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: how do I get a previously played book to start over and not say end of book? Answer: to reset a book that says end of book, push the green play stop button twice in a row. This resets the book to the beginning. The player should read the name of the book, author, book number, and then begin playing. Question: how long do I need to leave the player plugged in to fully charge the battery? Answer: the battery will fully charge from a completely discharged state in less than 3 hours. The battery does not recharge each time you plug it in. Leaving the player plugged in does not damage the battery. The battery will only charge after several hours of use or after being used for several weeks. This concludes the Dimensions newsletter.